Recovery Radio, KMP3000. You're listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. On my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. To get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am very grateful. I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. And I am drinking it out of my new unicorn mug, which I love. So I've been talking about my journey with God in early sobriety and how, I mean, there's so much. Just barely scratching the surface here, but picking up where I left off. I remember getting really, really frustrated with God for a long time because I didn't feel God. I remember really trying hard to feel God. And not feeling God and being mad at God for that. I was praying hard. Do you know what I mean? I was putting a lot of effort into it. As if the harder that you pray, the more powerful it is. And mentally, the harder you pray mentally, the more powerful it is. At the time, I believed that, and I really tried to meditate, and I just hated myself for not being able to meditate. I just hated it. My head would not shut up. And very frustrating. I'd pray, and then I didn't even know what I was doing. It was so frustrating. I was praying, but I was saying things, but like I said, I didn't feel God, and I didn't know if I was doing it right, and I didn't understand why my head was so loud still. And I remember there were a few times where I refused to pray. I was so frustrated. The lack of results that I was getting, I thought, that I just refused to pray. If you're there, God, you know, you don't care about me. And it's just really had a hard time. And I guess things really started to change for me a lot when I got the message that I have now of what's in the big book that I didn't get until it's about 2.5 years sober. When I came to understand the simplicity of the problem I was having, which was I was thinking about myself. I was in self. I was thinking about me still too much. And I also wanted to be further along spiritually than I was. And that made me frustrated, which I didn't know at the time was just me being himself. And I couldn't. I realized that I was thinking about myself all day. I realized that I was opening my eyes when I was done praying and playing God. And then I did an inventory with this understanding and went through the big book quickly with this understanding that I have today. And right away, it got a lot easier. Not right away. Did it go away? But immediately, it started to get a lot easier. Because I started to see more and more self. At first, it was frustrating because it would make me more selfish. But I started to see that it was almost too simple to look at. I'm thinking of me or I'm thinking of someone else. If I have a resentment, I'm thinking of me, even if I'm saying somebody else's name. If I'm afraid, I'm thinking of me, no matter what it is. And that started to help me a lot. And it, I mean, there's a lot that I could get into there in terms of my own journey with this. And I'd be happy to answer questions about it if anybody has any. Ask me. If anybody wants me to explore more of this somewhere, I love that. I love talking about God. My experience with God. But where it all landed as a result of practicing the simple tools that are in the book. Simple tools. Remind myself I'm not running the show. Get out of God's chair. Quit playing God. When somebody offends you, do your best to make real they're spiritually sick, just like me. Ask God how you can demonstrate God in real time. When you notice you're afraid, remind yourself you're afraid because you are relying on yourself. Ask God to remove it and to direct your attention to what he would have you be. Subject everything you do to this test. Is it selfish or not? When you're wrong, promptly admit it. Try and help other people through this process. As a result of just practicing those things, those simple things I just said, over and over and over again, my relationship with God has just expanded beyond my comprehension. I still kind of know the same thing I knew in the beginning, which is that it's not me and it's good. And I'll never be able to explain to somebody. But now there's something really, there's a lot, but there's one simple way I look at life now with, you know, in terms of my relationship with God that is very helpful to me. So, and this is what it is. Life plays a note. Okay? Life plays a note. A musical note. An event of some kind is a musical note, we'll just say. And then I get to play a musical note in response to the note played by life. And that determines how beautiful or ugly the music is. Life could play a really ugly note. But because of God, Now, I have the ability to play a beautiful note in response to a horrendous note, thus making the song beautiful. If life plays a horrible note, I can play a horrible note in response and make the song horrible. But the practice of these principles in Alcoholics Anonymous, these simple tools, this simple understanding that I am not the problem, that I have a drinking problem that is in an arrested state. The main part of my drinking problem is solved today. Now I'm working on my human condition by trying to grow spiritually, by reaching for God, seeking God. By the simple practice of these tools, life can play a terrible note, and I can play a beautiful note. And life can play a terrible note in response to my beautiful note, and I can play another beautiful note. And life can play another nasty note, and I can play a beautiful note. And I can make the song beautiful. Does that make sense? This is a huge way I interact with God. One way to look at it is I ask God all the time, what note do you want to play? Because I am sure God wants me to be happy, joyous, and free. I am doing my best to avoid the deliberate manufacture of misery, like it says on page 133. So I'm constantly asking God, what is the right note now? Sometimes the answer is don't play a note. And that's the most beautiful thing I can do. And that could make a song beautiful. It's not an overnight matter. It's something we continue to work on for the rest of our lives. But there's much more I can share about concerning all this and my relationship with God. It is kind of all I talk about on here. But I wanted to throw all that out there. I want to give a shout out today to Mallory. I want to give a shout out today to, gosh, Richard, Katie, Wes. I want to give a shout out to Cousin Dupree. I want to give a shout out to Teets. Hoops McCann. Special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I have to go through a bunch of modeling pics. Now, I can't stay. All over my coffee table over there are these modeling pics, and I have to pick like the 10 hottest ones. So it's going to take me a while. I've cleared my schedule for the day. Stupid. It's all for a product called Mouthguard. Anyways, if this show is helping you, tell somebody about it. And that's it. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you do the same.